I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The chemicals known as PFAS were used in firefighting foam during training at the airbase and leached into the water system. Horsham, Warrington, and Warminster installed filters to remove the chemicals from their municipal water systems to get to what's called a zero detect standard, but that came at a cost, a surcharge of about $130 per year on residents' water bills. State Rep. Todd Stevens from Horsham joined Governor Tom Wolf to announce $3.8 million from the state to get rid of those surcharges.
It's simply not fair to ask hardworking families, many of whom are dealing with the potential health issues, to pay these costs.
Horsham Council President Greg Nesbitt says they're grateful for the help from the state, but he says the federal government made the mess, and it should be the federal government cleaning it up.
So this is not mission accomplished, but it is a huge, all caps, thank you to at least check off one of the boxes that's on a long list of to-do.
The EPA continues to resist the zero-detect standard. Stevens says PFAS contamination reaches far beyond these three communities, but he says this helps what he describes as ground zero. In Horsham, Jim Melward, KYW News Radio.